Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And tonight, it is just me, folks, and we are going to be talking about the knowledge book. So if you've looked at the show descriptions there, then you're going to see that there are some fascicles and things that you should have read before. For those of you that this is news to, I'm going to go ahead and start with fascicle number one. Now, let me explain a little bit about the knowledge book first. And before I do that, let me let you know that I do not have internet connection at the moment for some reason. Can't get on the internet. So Fast Blast is out and all that, and I'm sorry, folks, about that. But anyway, let me talk to you about the knowledge book. This is an amazing book, and it actually comes out of Turkey. It's in English, so that's not a problem. But it's in the book that contains all of the sacred books in the world up to this point. There were six major sacred books, and that would be, you know, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Koran, the, you know, all that stuff. And then there are 600 books total that have been written and will be written that are sacred holy books. Now, the thing that's interesting is this is not in the form of a Bible. This is in the form of kind of an informational discourse. And so it's giving of information from further planetary systems from humans who are basically reaching back to help us. And there's quite a few things in here that those of you that have been on a spiritual path for a while will recognize you already know this. Then there's other things that are quite interesting. And the thing that's interesting, too, is there are contradictions here and there. The contradictions are in there on purpose, and this is explained in the book, that the reason they're there is to make you think. They're not just going to hand you messages and, you know, tell you this is the way it is and, you know, like it or lump it. It's not that way. It's like this is for your education, and it's for your becoming a genuine human being. And there are some things that I may not pronounce very well, so I apologize to anybody out there that's Turkish, because I don't speak that language, and so, you know, there's a couple times there where things would get a little weird. And also, for those of you who are dyed-in-the-wool Christians or Buddhists or whatever, I apologize and ask you to suspend your belief system for a little bit. They talk about Allah, and obviously, you know, from Turkey, you're going to have more of that kind of an influence. So this is not my writing. This is a book that I have and I study, and I find it to be quite interesting. Now, the other interesting thing about it is that it is coded in photonic writing. So it's light writing. So what that means is that there are certain ways that this book is written that are going to affect you in ways that a normal book wouldn't. So there are capitalizations here and there that seem a little strange. The way the wording is might be a little bit strange. But it's all planned, and it's in order to unlock the codes that are within us. And if you've read any books before that have this photonic writing in them, then you'll understand what I'm talking about. So what I'm going to be doing is reading one fascicle per month. Now, the other caution on this is you must only read the fascicle for that particular day. Now, the reason is because it's photonic writing and, you know, it's coded to do certain things at certain times. So they say, please don't try to read any of these fascicles out of order, because if you do, you could actually cause a short circuit in your system. And we don't want that. So I'm going to be giving you that caution at the beginning of each one when I read this once a month. I do have permission from the people that have written it and are in contact with these other beings and such. I'm pretty excited about it because I think it's going to answer a lot of your questions. For instance, today, the fascicle to be read is fascicle 37. Now, we're not going to be doing that because there's an exception for the first three fascicles that I'm going to read, which is fascicle 1, fascicle 20, and fascicle 21. A fascicle just like a chapter. There are messages in here. The entire message has to be read. Not the entire fascicle, but just the entire message must be read. So I'm going to be going through those. We'll see how fast we can go through it. And if you have any questions, you can email them to me, and if I can't answer them, then I'll email them to somebody that can. I just started this myself not too long ago, and I know people that have been doing this for a number of years, and it's changed their lives dramatically. So that's why I'm bringing it to you. Also, the directive with this is it needs to get spread far and wide upon the planet, which is another reason I'm doing it. Now, if you have not clued into where to get this, click on this show info, and there's the website on there with the reading schedule and everything that's on the website. There's the first three fascicles and the introductory explanation. It's pretty interesting stuff. I think you'll be fascinated. And again, please take cautions with this. Do not read the fascicles out of order. Please keep yourself safe. Okay? This is no fooling around. It's real. So, without further ado, let me begin. And there's a date when this was first written. The message was given directly to one person on the planet. And again, this is called The Knowledge Book. It's a beautiful book. So 1984, first month, fascicle 1. And normally what you do is you would read fascicle 1, 20, and 21, and then decide if you want to read the book. So we're going to start with fascicle 1. In the name of the preeminent, all-merciful, the text of this book comprises all the sacred books. You will find the genuine human being in this book. This is the unique intercontinental book, and it is revealed by the universal authorities with the help of divine codes. All the divine books until today were the guiding books of enlightened, genuine spiritual guides who came from the path of light. These books were dictated from the same channel. Now, during this last age, it was thought imperative that all our world friends should come together under one roof. Thus, this book is your genuine friend, your genuine brother, sister, because it is dictated by our essence brothers, sisters. During this difficult time of your world, everyone has gained a cosmic awareness. We believe that our world friends who have gained this consciousness will understand the essence of this book very quickly. Your world has now opened to the universe, and the universe has been opened to the world. The texts, which are dictated, are distributed to the whole universe chapter by chapter. Doors of worship are the only doors of God. There is no discrimination there. No matter where you are, always His indistinguishable Son shines inside us. The Lord for us all is single. That means we are all His children. For this reason, with the command of the single Lord, the entire universe is being made to assemble under one roof. Your world is being prepared for very difficult conditions. Those who are conscious of this fact know that if we extend our brotherly, sisterly hands with love to everyone, these hands will never be refused. Our God never had the intention of sending us to the world for us to divide it. This earth will be transformed to heaven one day by all our human brothers and sisters. We hope to meet one day in our brotherly, sisterly world. The Code of Alpha is the only channel which has received the command to announce everything with all clarity. This book will explain, from the learning point of view, the subjects you all know or do not know yet, for everybody to understand them better. Do not forget that all the books revealed from the Enlightenment channel had been revealed from the level of firmament. These sacred books are the New Testament, the Old Testament, the Psalms of David, the religions of the Far East, and the Koran. The actual purpose of these sacred books is to give a message to our human brothers and sisters in the light of learning. However, those sacred books were later deviated from their actual purpose and were degenerated. Now, all the books between the first book and the last book are joined in this book, and it is presented to the universe as the single sacred book. Now we are sure that the flowers on the flowery paths we are treading will not ever wither again, because we are secure. These sacred books have enlightened you until today and have prepared you for a certain medium. This is the most honest step you will take towards the path of love, friendship, and brotherhood. Do not forget that the spirit has neither age, nor sex, nor nationality. Jesus Christ, Moses, Muhammad were once universal brothers. They had been sent with a command that they should gather their world brothers and sisters together and to enlighten them. Now we have long passed those difficult periods in which they had lived. Do not ever forget that we are no more in the Middle Ages. In this space age, mankind has already formed their divine triangles in proportion with the consciousness they have attained. Now the divine mission of humanity on the path of learning has begun. This book is being prepared with this very purpose, with love to our brothers and sisters, and it's signed Pen of the Golden Age, PGA, with an open infinity sign. Next message. Notice to all our world brothers and sisters, first message 1/11/1981. 10 Commandments of the Golden Age. 1. The emblem of the Golden Age is O, period, M, period, K, period. 2. The light of the heavens will descend on earth. 3. Those who write this book will be accepted to sacred places. 4. This book will guide those who will enter the central system, which is at the land of eagles. 5. Genuine human beings will undertake the entire power of the universe. 6. The land of angels and the earth will be linked by progressive chain. 7. Those who tell the truth will at the same time be able to work miracles. 8. From now on, the meaning of the words will become chain of thought. 9. Everyone will know who he, she is, and will shed light to the degenerated society. 10. Ultimately, everyone will be brothers and sisters. O stands for Allah, Almighty. M stands for Muhammad Mustafa, Messenger of Allah. K, Kurtarici, Savior in Christ, or in Turkish, Jesus Christ. The triangle of Mevlana is equivalent to the triangle of the universe. Law of the Universe, Chapter 1. The power of this divine realm forming the order of the administration of the entire cosmos originates from the single God. 2. The supreme of all of us is Him. We do not accept any supreme one other than Him. 3. The Supreme One, who is the light of the heavens, has created everyone equal and judges them equally. 4. The divine order at the sacred places is under the control of all the galaxies. 5. The law of the universe is valid for every galaxy. There is unity and togetherness. 6. We give what we take. We know what we will give. 7. Respond is given collectively to the power of the heavens. Omnipotence is from Him. 8. The place from where the Quran had been revealed and the New Testament, the Old Testament, the Psalms of David, and the religions of the Far East had been dictated is here. 9. It has been like this in every age. There is no discrimination. 10. Divine commandments are always given to the entire universe for enlightenment and evolvement. 11. During the transition beyond evolvement, other gates are opened for the residents of the galaxy. They are taught secrets they do not know. 12. Our scale is the conscience, and it provides an equilibrium which never fails. It decides what to do and what not to do for those who are evolved. 13. The administrators at the top are responsible only for professional order, not for the moral order. 14. The book is single, the conscience is single, the order is single. 15. To those who need help, the automatic alarm gives signal for help, that is, God sees you. 16. This is a divine order established by God. Without discrimination, we run for the help of everyone to those who are in real depression. 17. Our order does not wish anyone to be unhappy. Happiness is our goal. 18. In gardens in which seeds of love are sown, incredible flowers bloom. 19. Your third eye is the secret which gives the aroma to those flowers. If you can attain this power of yours, you can solve all the secrets. 20. Helping hands have been extended to your world because we are all brothers and sisters. We want to overcome your difficult periods together. 21. You are a planet destroying itself unconsciously. 22, we deal with mankind first. We try to transform your negative powers to positive ones. 23, the goal is to uncover the genuine human being within yourself, to create human being from human being. 24, we are sowing seeds of love within you. 25, during this period, you become genuine human beings by transcending religious rules. You are being regenerated. 26, we always help our missionaries who have collaborated with us. 27, your depressions, your sicknesses, and fears are caused by the imbalance of your conscience. Only you are responsible for this. The alms you give for your own benefit will not save you. 28, mankind has such a potential that it dies the moment it wishes and resurrects the moment it desires. Seek and find this secret potential box of yours. Overcome your sicknesses without medicine. 29, you have organized your life not according to yourself, but according to others. Your disappointments are due to this fact. This conduct of yours obstructs your universal channels. 30, God creates each of his servants unique. Each person is a free spirit, a free conscience. Nobody is a servant of anybody else. Mutual respect is imperative. 31, sex discrimination exists only in your galaxy. This astonishes us. 32, this is the very reason why evolvement is necessary for you. Nobody can violate the rights of others. This is God's predetermination. 33, the power possessed by everyone is present in everyone, only if you can develop that ability of yours. 34, servants of God choose the alternatives themselves. Finally, he/she is the only responsible one for everything. 35, we are devoted only to God. The key of our happiness is in the hands of our conscience. This goes for all the galaxies in which the universal law is valid. 36, the sounds you hear are the spiral waves way beyond the frequencies of your ears. These are only heard by those who can hear them. 37, the clarity in your sight is possible only by the opening of your third eye on this path. Then you can see the unseen. 38, God has created you, and you will create yourself. This is a rule of the tableau of evolution. 39, the period which you call the final period, we call the Golden Age. 40, during the Golden Age, books on all kinds of subjects will be dictated according to their frequencies and wavelengths to all human beings who can receive the perceptions. 41, the books you will write will be the marks which symbolize your evolvement paths. 42, gates of unknown knowledge will be opened to the human beings of the world. 43, missionaries are obliged to propagate them to society. 44, every gate is open, all arms are open, there is no secrecy. Many secrets are there for those who seek. Law of Universe, Chapter 2, Number 45. Do not refuse the hands extended to you. Do not extinguish the fire of your spirits. 46. Project the order of the dome of cosmos on your own order. 47. The greatest gift for you is your sincere heart. You will reap the rewards through this way. 48. If superiority is in you, fear. If you are in superiority, do not fear. Only genuine human beings understand this, know this. 49, go from nothingness to allness and from allness to nothingness, then you will find the path of light. 50, there are so many more lights to be oriented on your world. Do not ever forget this. 51, people whose duty is to guide and help you in the framework of the commands given will be sent to you. 52, our friends whom we trust are always secure. 53, special suggestions will be given to those who will get the omnipotence of the heavens from omnipotent people. 54, words will meet words, salutations will meet salutations. 55, to the missionaries who will reap the reward of their perseverance, everything will be explained, all the secrets will be revealed. 56, other civilizations will develop the progress of your civilization. 57, mankind will know the degree of its might, will see its own self, will suffer as the law commands. 58, even though mankind, seeing the source of divine light, considers itself cheated according to its own standards, it will never regret it. 59. Each friend who wishes will be accepted to the secret cities behind the walls. These suggestions will be made by the command of the center. 60. Those who will be sovereign will be dressed in special outfits, and with these outfits it will be understood which medium of power they have come from. 61. During periods of mobilization, everybody will telepathically be in touch with each other. This will occur automatically. 62. The one who does not know love cannot gather the flowers. The one who does not remove the gum from his or her eyes cannot see the colors. 63. Try to pass your powers beyond the walls of your spirits. Transcend your own self. 64. That which seems like advice to you is our goodwill. You are the ones to gain. 65. No matter how powerful you are, there will always be an unopened door in front of you. Do not let it intimidate you. Let it stimulate you. 66. We help everyone who knocks on our door. 67. There is no self-interest in our service. 68. With the dispersion of the density, great powers will come to mankind. 69. Before the time catches up with you, you try to catch the time. 70. You can make the intergalactic communications through mediators. Your fears are unreasonable. 71. Cooperation with the missionaries who will receive the reward of their tenacity will be obtained through intermediary groups. 72. The cover of secrets is not opened at once. When the time comes, we will reveal them one by one. 73. A power will be added to each person's power each day, and the length of the links will reach us. 74. The more powerful the awaiting is, the more powerful the transition beyond light will be. 75. Your physical constitutions are being reinforced. 76. While mankind purifies itself, it also purifies the universe. Know this thus. 77. You are also the ones who will intercept the light of the heavens. 78. Your purification is our pride. 79. The ring around your galaxy is getting narrower each day. You need oxygen. You can have difficulty in breathing. Take precautions beginning from now. 80. You are being prepared for periods which will be harder and more difficult than ever. 81. Know your memory well. Everything will be revealed to you. We will introduce and explain to you yourselves. 82. Messages you will receive beyond religion are your evolvement keys. 83. Currents directed by spiritual powers can even deviate the axis of galaxies in the universe. 84. Do not disdain yourselves. Do not underrate your power. You possess everything in the name of the Almighty. Unlock yourselves without the help of a locksmith. 85. Everything he has created, and first of all you, this beautiful instrument, comprise the secrets of the entire universe. You will unravel and solve these secrets yourself. 86. In everything he has created, there is love and beauty. 87. We are only a group of intermediaries who shed light on you. We are your friends. 88. Mankind, which possesses the power present in everyone, is on the only planet which has been completing its evolution. 89. During this period of exam, you are not alone. We are with you. 90. We are all brothers and sisters. We came to find you who are our brothers and sisters. 100. The more intense your problems are, the easier your solutions will be. Do not forget that anxieties are the keys which open your brain codes. 101. Advice is nice, but it causes aversion. 102. Gold attracts, dome repels. If it is asked which power is more powerful, it is the spiral sounds directing them all. 103. The lesson mankind will take during this period will be the eye of its essence. 104. Do not struggle in vain. Wait. You need serenity during this period. 105. Time bears the knowledge concealed within time. Take them. Attain evolvement. 106. Nothing happens without a cause. The cause which creates the cause is always born from the effect. 107. Messages given to you until today were for getting rid of the obstacles on your path of evolvement. 108. The interpretation of the messages will come from now on should be assessed very correctly. 109. For example, if we say, if you know this, you are a sea. If you say it, you are an ocean. The divine light of the years is with you. The fire of your heart is in you. Some messages are written as codes and solved as riddles. Those who know the secrets are seas. Those who talk about them are oceans. They have been illuminated through the evolvement of the years, and they themselves have become divine lights. But despite everything, their hearts are on fire with humility. This is what we call the genuine human being. 110. The one who knows the secret of omnipotence drains the water from his her boat. 111. Know your might so that mightier ones may come to you. 112. Whoever cannot adjust himself herself to the medium he she is in, for him her the spiritual path of hope will always be closed. 113. The instrument of the servant whose sincerity is augmented with sincerity will always give sound. 114. To those who will ask the sovereign goddess about the grand tent of the preeminent ones, a badge with a symbol of happiness at its end will be given. 115. Happy is the person who compares gold with sand. 116. Purification is peculiar to purified ones, superiority to inferior ones, and humility to superior ones. 117. The one who receives his or her omnipotence from beyond superiority, his or her power from God, and who discovers himself or herself in his or her inner self, is the one who receives the degree. 118. We assess our friends who are informed about the power of the firmament according to the sultanate degree, and we liberate them. Law of Universe, Chapter 3, 119. The greatest sin is the enmity of the human being towards the human being. 120. The most esteemed servant of God is the one who does not make discrimination between religions. 121. God will always shed light on the genuine human beings who change during the changing era. 122. We will always extend our helping hands to friends who will be awakened in the course of time with the passage of time. 123. Your goodwill cuts into two like a sword the negative currents around you. 124. The one who will make the choice between the alternatives is mankind itself. When the time comes, the good news will reach it. 125. The light, the divine light of the heavens, will one day dawn on you. Those who believe in this will meet them and will see everything. 126. The honesty of your faith will overcome the obstacles on your way. 127. The happiness of your heart will be the foundation of the divine order. 128. The Lord is the architect of the universe and the sun of the land of the mighty ones and the light of Allah. The offerings pass through the path of light. 129. If purification does not occur in the essence, then it does not occur in the eye either. The opening of your third eye is the first light leading you to evolvement. 130. The period of myths has come to an end, and the doors of the school of knowledge of the heavens have opened for mankind, which has attained consciousness under the light of science. 131. Sermons delivered from your heavens create a link binding those who love to each other. They are delivered from a stage equivalent to the velocity of light. 132. The declaration of the firmament to the earth creates the links added to the chain of evolvement. 133. The purification of each person depends on his or her faith in himself or herself. Pearls are always picked up from the beds of tranquilly flowing rivers. 134. The faith of a person in his or her God will help him or her to complete his or her final period. 135. Mankind will give and convey its sincerity to others, and the medium it trusts will give it greater security. Liberation is achieved in this way. 136. Everybody will supervise his or her own self and will see. His or her evolution will pass him or her through the gate of the firmament. 137. Mankind will see everything in a tangible way through science, will solve every event through logic, and will unravel the knots in its mind. 138. If you get rid of mystical thoughts, your purity will be even more purified and your thoughts will attain clarity. 139. The medium you are in has left the centuries behind and sheds light on future. 140. The Quran is the continuation of all the religious books, and these dictated texts are the continuation of it. 141. Liberation will be equally distributed according to the maturity each person achieves, you will personally feel this. 142. Each religion is a mission given to a spiritual guide who sheds light on his or her society. 143. The missionary is obliged and appointed to present to others the information he or she receives from his or her own medium. 144. Allah is the preeminent. He is the God of the medium he is in. He is single. The Lord is the light who gives direction to the course of the entire universe. The energy he possesses is present in every living entity. We are his actual servants. For this reason, we feel him in our inner selves. He knows everything, and that energy reports us to certain mediums. 145. That energy is single and is the Almighty. Each one of us is a fragment from him. We can never be separated. He is the architect of the entire universe. He can be contained neither in the universe nor in thoughts. The final door will always remain closed. 146. We are obliged to give you the commands we receive. The commands are the links of a chain given from beyond light. To join you with the links is our mission. These commands follow an independent hierarchy beyond the time unit. 147. Evolvements are completed even at the medium from where you receive the messages. When one passes beyond it, one is connected to the speed of light. 148. Sincerity of heart is worth all the religious books. Sin and good deed are the measurement of its balance. 149. The good news to be given will be a light, a divine light, and will open the doors of faith. 150. Get rid of the doubts within your hearts. Supervise yourselves. You will observe how you will mature by being dissolved in time, and you will choose the right path. 151. Grains will become motes, and in time motes will become wholes. The message given by Mustafa Mola from the Central System, written by Mevlana, the pen of the Golden Age. With love to the loving hearts from the land of loving ones, I entrust you to my God. This message is to be dedicated to my mother, Liman Onsu, my father, Mazar Onsu, and my spiritual mother, great person, Lady Rusar, who have enlightened me greatly on the path of spirituality. The message received by my spiritual mother, Rusar. Toffee of Yunus. Beat the root of penitence with the leaf of pardon in the mortar of the heart with the hammer of unity. Sieve it through equity. Cook it on the fire of love with the honey of affection. Eat it morning and evening with the finger of contentment. Yunus Embry. Note, this private message has been written with the permission of the Supreme Realm. This message will remain in your essence file. And this is a triangle with a circle with a triangle inside of that and an open-ended infinity loop. And it has the O at the top, the K at the left, and the M at the right. And between the K and the O on the left is the word Dunya. Between the O and the M on the right is Kardeslik. And the word at the bottom between the K and the M is Berligi. And this is written by the pen of the Golden Age, PGA. 6 photocopies will be made. The emblems which are sent, which is what I just described, will be pasted in the notebooks. The photocopies of the messages and the emblems will be reproduced by the cooperation among you. This page will be photocopied on both sides. Announcement. Note, in the present circumstances, the communications with space are kept secret due to numerous drawbacks. We have given the authority to talk about us only to dear Mevlana. The code of Alpha is the direct code of the Lord. All the information given through that code is authentic and true. All your religious books had been revealed from here. The period you call the period of resurrection, we call the period of awakening, and consider it as the beginning of the Golden Age. This beginning is never outside the medium. It proceeds parallel to the flow of time. Our effort is to save our human friends in the light of this book. We are friendly hands who maintain the connection between the firmament and the earth. We extend our helping hands to you in this manner. Those who understand us will come to us. Friends will meet friends, and the divine light of Allah will flow onto you. Find light. Notice to the group missionaries, 28/01/1984. Your code is Alpha, the color of your symbol is violet, your emblem is a sunflower. Duty allotment has already been made among you. They will search and find you. Our friend who has received the message will first write the names of her friends in a notebook, then phone them one by one. Those who answer the phone will be invited by the leader of the group to her house the following Tuesday The message will be read and the goal will be explained. The leader will invite her friends to her house for the following Tuesday and will ask them each to bring a thick notebook and a pen. For once only, the emblem sent from the center will be pasted with the date of that day in the notebooks of those who bring them. They are the essence missionaries of the group. They're obliged to give the messages they receive to six people by photocopying. The administrator is the group leader. Our friend who has received the messages through the main channel is the group leader. The leader will assemble her group and explain the features of the work. After the names of these six friends are declared to the essence nucleus, the group will be considered established. Messages will come from the essence nucleus. Everyone will write his or her own book by writing the messages in their notebooks in their own handwritings. This book is your testimonial. Do not forget that there are three things in your body which have not changed since the time of your first existence until today. The first is your spirit, the second your fingerprints, and the third is your handwriting. For this reason, we ask you to write it in your own handwriting. Writing the book is optional for those who are not missionaries. They will only serve in distributing the messages. In every family, one person will write the book. It is for the benefit of the other members to read it. The one who receives the message will, without fail, put the date of that day. This is very important. Your financial problem will be solved in the following way. Three friends will open a joint account in the nearest bank. The leader of the group is in charge of the account number. She will collect the money. When the time comes, other friends will also be sent to you. Use your effort only in the duty of distribution. We send our regards and gratitude to our friends, Pen of the Golden Age, PGA. The distribution will be made in the following way, and it shows one five-pointed star with a line going to six other five-pointed stars, fanning out like rays, and each one of those has six lines going to five-pointed stars. Note, this message is a message concerning the initial establishment foundation of the group. It is very important, 2901-1984. Frequency codes have been established in the entire universe due to the increase in the six senses. Each person's megawatt power has been measured and duties have been allotted accordingly. Those who receive or will receive these messages will be sent to you. Nobody should force anybody else. Only read the messages for the time being. Those who wish will write them in their notebooks. Now we would like to talk to you more clearly. You are the codes who had been prepared centuries ago and now have been sent to guide this beautiful world of yours as servants created by our Allah. These messages you have in your hands are your essence testimonials. Now we ask you to keep them very well. In the groups where you read these messages, those who write this book in their own handwritings will not be subjected to any trouble from now on. This book is a savior. Enlighten your environment by reading the messages you receive to everyone. From 1984 to the beginning 1986, make the greatest effort with all your might to bloom a flower in every country. The flowers will bloom in the following way. Our friend who has received and has written this message is the leader. By gathering six petals around her, she will create a six-petal daisy. That is, by dictating the message to six people, the first central flower will bloom in this way. Only the names of those in the central flower will be declared to the essence channel. Later, by distributing the message to six, propagation in the entire universe will be maintained through this system. Do not forget that your efforts will unite you all at the infinite absolute and will submerge you in infinite bliss. Let us explain this with an example. When a ship sinks, the captain and the crew are the last ones to leave it. Their purpose is to save the people who have fallen in the water in this order. First, 0 to 7 age group, then 7 to 14 age group will be saved, then women, and later men. Now, the lesson you should take from this is that at the last period of the 20th century, there is the obligation to work without halting even for a moment. From now on, you, our friends, will be called the sacred missionaries. Now everybody is aware of his or her mission and has the consciousness of what to do. The mission you perform now is to assemble all your terrestrial brothers and sisters under one roof. As a necessity of the system, this process will assemble those who had been chosen before. During the next 2 years, the entire system will be established. Your lives afterwards will be happier and more comfortable. Do not forget that this is valid only for friends who fully perform their missions. In 2 years, your universal link with the entire world will be established. The system will function automatically. The system does not stop where you stop. Special excuses excluded, you are given a credit of 10 celestial segments. This means 10 days. A day after that, the automatic computer will render effective the person charged with duty behind you. This will be announced with all our love to all our missionaries, Pen of the Golden Age, PGA. So ends Fascicle 1. Now, next month, I'll be reading to you Fascicle 20. Now, if you just tuned in late and you didn't hear the first part of this, this is a reading from the Knowledge Book, and I will be reading one fascicle per month. And I will read, once the first three introductory fascicles are read, I will be reading only the fascicle that is to be read on that day. So if you look on the show info, you'll see there, you know, the link to the website. And, you know, surf around there and look at things. Read fascicle 1, 20, and 21. And I put the links up there for that. The first link is the link for the general website. The second one is the link for the three fascicles. And you just go to the bottom of the page. When you're done with one, it'll keep going through. Now, the reason I thought this was very important is because this information is something that most of us know inherently, or have been discovering as we meditate and we evolve more. Some of the things I hadn't heard about before and kind of answered some questions for me. And it is a very special book. You can feel it when you see this book. If you decide after reading the first three mandatory fascicles, which is 1, 20, and 21, if you decide that you want this book, just contact me and I will give you the information for it. We do it in stages of six. At least we have been doing it that way. I'm not sure what happens if a bunch of people call, but it's well worth having. Now, the commitment to this when you get the book is that you must read the proper fascicle for that day. And again, remember it so you don't get short-circuited. If you miss a day, you are not allowed to read that fascicle that you missed until it comes around again. And they call that a karma. And so you put a little thing in the front of the book that basically has all the ones that you missed so that you get them, you know, the next time around. And again, this is so that we don't get short-circuited. So please do pay attention to that. They're very serious about it. This is no fooling around, folks. And this is quite important. So I will continue to read the appropriate fascicle. If I had started reading the fascicle for today, it would have been fascicle 37. You can see the reading program when you go on the website. Just click on reading program, and they've got it all mapped out as to what day, so you don't have to figure it out. There's also a book that comes after this called the Light Book, and I haven't received that one yet, but I've heard it's coming. Now, for those of you who are kind of wondering, what the heck is all this? Oh, boy, how do I explain this? As I said at the beginning, the Knowledge Book is the book that contains all the religious books of the world, all the divine messages that have been sent to us to help us from the beginning of humankind. So rather than having it in parables and things like that that are difficult to figure out, this has now been translated from Turkish into English and coded, you know, appropriately so that we can understand it. One of the things that you may find if you are meant to have this book or if you're meant to write the book is you may hear a sound that wakes you up, or you'll hear the same sound. I heard it for 3 days in a row, and mine came at 4:30 in the morning, and I said, you have got to be kidding me, because I don't get up at 4:30 in the morning. I might go to bed at 4:30 in the morning. So what happened, though, is I discovered that you don't have to get up at 4:30 every morning. You do this at a time when you have some quiet time and you do it yourself. So as we are traveling around, I actually have this in my suitcase, and it weighs a lot, folks. It's a big book, but I feel strongly enough about it that I'm taking it with me every place I go. And so as soon as I can get my eyeballs to open and function in the morning, I sit down and I read this. The fascicles are usually fairly long. It's probably going to take you anywhere from a half an hour to an hour because there's scientific information in here, too. And there's information about how the universe works and what our place in the universe is and what we're moving into. So, yeah, I just heard a bunch of your ears just prick up and go, So I think you're going to be very interested with this. Now, one of the other things that happens when you start reading any kind of a sacred book like this, because this is different, in that it's not strictly religious, but contains the science and logic, and it is coded particularly, is that you'll see the things in your life change. You will get more peace. You'll start to have more understanding. It may tend to distance you a bit from the rest of humanity, because when you go through a section of evolvement, you're very vulnerable for a while. You know, your energy's changing. You don't quite know how to handle it. But let me explain to you that the point of this is not separatism. The point is unification. We are moving into being citizens of the universe. And so you can't tell everybody, go take a hike and leave you alone. You can for a little period of time, you know, if you need that time to yourself. But I want you to understand from the beginning that this book is all about unification. It's about all of us coming together, no matter where we came from, no matter what we do, you know, no matter what we've been through. It's a point of uniting every single person on the earth. It's a point of being one humanity. And the only way that we can do that is through love. And then with love, we can achieve harmony. We can achieve respect for each other. We can stop fighting each other. And, you know, we can learn to live together and play well in the sandbox. Because right now, they're not going to let us out of the sandbox, folks, unless we can do this. You know, we've been kind of like nasty little kids here. And so... You know, space exploration's fine and everything, but there's plenty of other advanced civilizations out there that aren't about to let us loose into the universe. So I suggest that we all learn to get along, and this book is one of the ways to do that. Now, there are other ways, too, and, you know, you might have to write the book, you might not. I don't know. I'm writing the book, and I'm writing it for a number of reasons, and you'll see as we get into the book, you'll understand, and you might decide you want to do this too. If you have any questions about this, please drop me a line, and I'd be happy to answer what I can or forward on what I can't. And, you know, let's get ourselves all united. Let's really join heart to heart. And those of you that have been part of the Quantum Vortex experience know that that's really the whole reason that we've been traveling around and doing it, is because of the connection. That golden grid connection is so important right now. And it has to be the conscious connection. You know, there's plenty of people doing it unconsciously, but we need to consciously connect. And on that note, we are currently in Florida. And we're in St. Augustine today. We will be down in Fort Lauderdale tomorrow. And we're having a gathering on the 30th there. We will be in Orlando on the 1st of June and having a gathering there. And we will be in the Largo area, Tampa, St. Pete area, on the 2nd of June and having a gathering there. Then we'll have another gathering in St. Augustine on or about the 3rd or 4th. If you're interested in attending any of those gatherings, please do give us a call, and we'll be happy to give you the contact name and number of the person there. We are doing this by a donation basis now because time is very short. And as I was having a conversation with God, as they say, you know, talking with spirit and hearing, yes, I hear voices. Anyway, one of the things that was mentioned to me is that everyone who is choosing to be on the side of light and to be connected and to really do their job, you know, to take up your mission, whatever it is, and, you know, just giving the agreement that, yeah, I am going to honor this mission, every one of those people has to be able to attend this. And it was made pretty clear to me that that's the way it has to be. So we kind of looked at each other and heaved a big sigh and said, okay, you get the word from God, you go do it. So that's what we're doing. So we have people who, you know, give a little bit more. We have people who can't afford anything. We have people that are in between. You know, do not let money stop you, okay? Because this is vital. And I don't know where we're going with this. I don't know what's going to happen, but I feel something's going to happen in September or October. I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it's bad. I just know we have to be prepared for it. So So I am working to prepare for everything from absolute total disaster and a pole flip and most of the people and animals and plants die to it's the ascension process and we all get to leave, everything in between, because I truly don't know what it's going to be. I know something's coming down. And all I can say is, you know, be prepared and, you know, just know that you're going to be in the right place at the right time. Please avoid moving into fear. You know, there's no necessity for fear. We are eternal. And, yeah, your body could get destroyed, but, you know, your spirit will not. And so the important thing for everyone to do is to stay in their heart, to stay in love, to refuse to be in fear no matter what happens. And sometimes that means you have to turn off the TV because they're feeding it to us through the TV. And sometimes that means stop taking the newspaper. And like I said, I have no idea what's coming, but just know that it has to happen, okay? So there's no need to be in fear, and we all knew that whatever's going to come was coming. And I can tell you that when I was near death several times, they showed me what was coming. I don't remember all of it, but I think that there are a lot of different scenarios. There are a lot of possibilities. And I think whatever route we go down depends on how many light workers are awakened at the time. And so this is why it's critical that we get people together and we get you guys to come in for the connection and wherever we are. We're traveling around the United States. And, you know, folks, gas is like $4.50 a gallon most places where we're going. And, you know, it's kind of nerve-wracking. But we're doing this because we know time's short. So the best thing I can do for you guys is let you know. And, you know, if you choose within yourself to be here for the rest of the planet to do your mission, then you need to show up. And, you know, we're here to help you. And, you know, we're not doing it because it's fun, and we're not doing it because, you know, there's any money. We're doing it because God said to go do it. And so we can officially say we have been touched by God. You know, the old term for crazy people was they were touched by God, which became touched. So here we are, touched by God. And, you know, I don't know what you guys are going to do. Everybody's in a different space with their lives. Everybody's, you know, concerned about different things. But I think what has to happen is that all of the critical mass of light workers has to get together and be connected heart to heart in love and in peace and harmony, and we can change this planet in a heartbeat. We can truly move into the knowledge of heaven. We can be there. And so it could be this incredible thing that happens, but we have to have the critical mass of light workers available to do it. So I'm asking you guys all to please consider that. And if you have a chance to come and see us, if we're in your surrounding area, please do take that chance, because, you know, I don't know if we're going to do it again. It depends on what happens in the world. And, you know, I don't want to give you doom and gloom, and I don't want to scare you, and, you know, I don't want to mollycoddle you either. I would like you to know the truth. And so all I can do is give you my portion of the truth and what I know. And that's all I know. So you can take it or leave it. But that's as far as I can go right now, is to say something's coming and you need to be prepared. So if you want to discuss it further, I'm always happy to discuss it. You know, maybe we can give each other a clue. I don't know. I can tell you right now, I've talked to a lot of people that are pretty much in the know, and they each have a different version of what's going to happen. Now, it could be, with the quantum physics, that each person is going to experience that which they believe is going to happen. And I could be full of crap. I don't really know. I guess we'll find out, won't we? But anyway, the important thing is to stay connected heart to heart and remember that that's the most important thing. And remember that you are not the body. You are this immutable, incredible spirit that inhabits the body just like we inhabit our cars. We jump in the car, we drive it someplace, we beat it up, we trade it in now and then. But the spirit goes on, and we are these incredible, awesome, multidimensional beings, and we're out here having a game. You know, God came up with this great game called Earth. And so here we are, playing the game. So the best I can do is play the game the best I can and expect you to do the same. And one of the ways to win this game is love. And you've heard me talk about it many times, you know, that I'm into the peace meditation. And I don't know when my next one's coming up, by the way, but I'll announce that to you as soon as I find that out. The 10 million clicks per piece is going along quite well. If you haven't signed up for that yet, it's free. You can go to my website and click on the little yellow tag that says 10 million clicks per piece and sign up, and then you can go and listen to the meditations once a week. They go anywhere from 10 minutes to maybe 40 minutes, depending on the person that's giving them. Sometimes there's a lot of explanation for people that haven't meditated before. Mine tend to be fairly short and sweet because I want to give you something that's going to be very useful for you. And if you want a copy of the Blue Spark Meditation, that's the one I did on my first 10 million clicks for peace thing. So you can go onto that website and download it in MP3 format. And that's a safety meditation, which I suggest everybody is able to do because you may need it. And you can get to it in an instant, you know, if you've practiced it. It's quite easy to get into it and could save you, you know, and at least put you in a state of calm. And, you know, when you're in that state, nothing's traumatic. So that's my suggestion for this week. I hope that you enjoyed the reading from the Knowledge Book. And we'll continue. So next month, I will go on with Fascicle 20, and then 21 the month after that, and then we'll start reading whatever fascicle is appropriate for that day. And again, if you have any questions, drop me a line, and just hit contact me off of BBS or on my webpage. And we are traveling with the Quantum Vortex. If you're interested in being part of that, as we travel, we're heading east. In Florida for this week, and give us a call. Next stop is South Carolina, Hilton Head. And then after that, I think we're going to Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Maine, and then we start heading back west. So give us a holler. And, as always, until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Werewood, $5,000.
Sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to
$5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.
Maybe not a better way.